following is a special presentation of CBS Radio Sports.
What began in the heat of training camp last summer comes to a dramatic conclusion today. One game to decide the NFL champion. From CBS Radio Sports, this is the National Football League. Hello, everyone, and welcome. I'm Greg Dumble, along with Jack Buck, Hank Stram, John Madden, and Jim Hutter. And today, from the Metrodome in Minneapolis, it's Super Bowl 26 as the AFC champion Buffalo Bills take on the NFC champion Washington Redskins. Today's broadcast of Super Bowl 26 on CBS Radio is sponsored by Campbell's Chunky Soup, by Shining Through from 20th Century Fox, by Isuzu, by AT&T, and by the U.S. Army. From wherever you are listening in, welcome here in Minneapolis. For the 12th time, the two teams with the league's best record will play for the Super Bowl championship. The 16-2 Washington Redskins and the 15-3 Buffalo Bills. The Redskins today make their fifth Super Bowl appearance, which ties Miami and Dallas for the most ever. The Bills make their second appearance and their second straight, hoping to take home the trophy this time after last year's Super Bowl loss to the Giants. We are indoors at the Metrodome with a fast AstroTurf field and with two teams that can light up a scoreboard. Standing by, set to call their 12th Super Bowl championship together, the two gentlemen who will call the action for you this afternoon, Jack Buck and Hank Stram. Jack?
Thank you, Greg. Well, the excitement is starting to build here in the Metrodome with a pregame show and music from Broadway. We had music from Annie and the Music Man, and we are very shortly going to get some music from a couple of quarterbacks here today, Hank. And it's kind of too bad, as you look at it sometimes, that everything seems to focus on the quarterbacks in a game like this.
Well, that's true. And usually, you look back at the Super Bowl games and find out that so many quarterbacks have been the most valuable player in this particular game. And this could be the same situation again here today.
I would suppose that the Buffalo team enjoyed the two-week respite more than the Redskins did.
Well, I think probably you're right, Jack, because they didn't play very well in the two postseason games. In fact, Kelly has had kind of mediocre games in the last four games. So maybe the extra rest and the extra concentration on what they had to do here this afternoon will prove to be beneficial to the Buffalo Bills and also Jim Kelly.
And to the health of certain people in the Buffalo lineup, such as Jeff Wright and Bruce Smith.
Well, they've been back for some time, as you know, Jack, and but any extra time available to get rest before a big game like this one is very beneficial, and I'm sure it helped them tremendously from that standpoint.
We predict, Greg, that this game's going to turn out to be everything it is expected to be.
All right, Jack, thank you very much. Up next, John Madden will join us. We'll be back in just a moment.
Hi, Mike Carpenter here, announcing the newest Lone Star Cafe in the Quality Inn at I-35 and Old Torf Road. There's all the same fun and food Lone Star's famous for, like our incredible chicken fried steak, tasty Bubba Tizers, and delicious Toll House Pie. But one thing is different. The all-new Bubba's Attic Club with great drinks and even more fun. So come on down to the Lone Star Cafe and the all-new Bubba's Attic Club at I-35 and Old Torf.
For fun and food and drink we say, we're going to the Lone Star Cafe.
If you're an individual or business with aluminum cans or scrap metal to dispose of, don't throw it away.